commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
There's something unusual and unethical in emails that have become public since Brad Marquardt's forced departure from Walsall City Hall. As Public Works Director, Marquardt had a lot of control over city contracts. In one email, he reminded a city contractor, a landscaping company, that if a project cost more than $25,000, it would have to be put out to bid. The company, as reported in the Walsall Daily Herald, submitted a bill that was $874 below the limit. Marquardt advised them that if the project came in at $24,999, $1 below the threshold, that would arouse suspicion. The newspaper report says those were conversations that Marquardt had with Revy Designs, the company that worked on the bird sculpture that's now in the Highway 52 median. Now, this is a separate but unrelated subject. It's an outrage that Marquardt gets to leave his city job with a $50,000 severance payment and health benefits and a letter of recommendation. His future employers will have to Google him to get a full picture of Marquardt's on-the-job performance. I think the city's $25,000 no-bid limit seems very high. That's a lot of money for department heads to be able to sign off on without having to comparison shop. In fact, that's an amount that's at the kickback level. An unscrupulous contractor might offer money to a city official to do business with them. Now, there's no indication that anything shady like that happened in Walsall. But in other cities, greasing the hands of a decision maker on a $25,000 invoice would be thought of as the cost of doing business. So here is something that Walsall's city council can do immediately to rein in the power of over-aggressive department heads that seem to be cutting their own business deals. They should lower the bidding threshold. I would suggest $5,000. That's still a lot of taxpayer money for city staffers to be able to spend without oversight. Projects over $5,000 might still go to the same companies that are working on them now, but there'd always be the possibility that someone else might have a more competitive price. For contracts that have to go out to bid, the kind of exchange between Marquardt and Revy Designs would be illegal. Competitive bids not only ensure the city's getting the best value, but it also makes it more difficult to steer city work to favored companies. The bidding process doesn't have to be complicated or slow. Companies that do business with the public sector already know that some projects will be bid out. This is a change the city council should make today.